you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Now, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is always my pleasure to welcome to the program my co-host for this portion of the show that I do with him each and every week on Wednesdays. And that's Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Pastor Greg. This is going to be a great segment. People are going to love this.
I am so excited because I get to introduce to you the founder and president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, an international coalition to expose and oppose forced abortion, genocide, gendercide, and sexual slavery in China. And she also led an international effort to free the blind activist Chen Guangchen, who arrived in the United States in May of 2012. I want to welcome to the program Reggie Littlejohn. Reggie, welcome. It is an honor to have you. Thanks for coming. You've been here before, so welcome back.
Thank you so much, Pastor Greg and Rick Manning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we have a major story that we want to bring forward to our audience because I looked around and my goodness, this is getting next to no coverage whatsoever, which shouldn't surprise us since the CCP has such a stranglehold on American media. But there is a Christian journalist named Zhang Zhan. Did I say that correctly?
Well, I call her Zhang Zhan. It's Zhang Zhan.
You. I'm sure you have it much better than I do, Reggie. Tell us about this story and what has happened to this Christian journalist. Where do things sit right now?
Thank you so much for asking me that question. And as you said, this has gotten next to no media attention, and it's a travesty. So Zhang Zhan is a 38-year-old citizen journalist in China. She used to be a lawyer, but they revoked her license because of her activism. And she's one of these people that is just almost unbelievably brave. So she's done many things, but the thing that is of great concern right now is that she is jailed, she's been tortured, she is near death, and her family and her lawyers are worried she's going to die because she's on a hunger strike. And I'll tell you what put her into jail. So she, when at the height of the Wuhan virus epidemic in Wuhan, right, she traveled from her home in Shanghai to the city of Wuhan to document the real conditions there. And of course, the Chinese Communist Party was trying to tell the world that everything was under control and they were completely restricting any media from reporting on what was really going on there. So she went there and she took videos and she uploaded them to YouTube and Twitter and other social media. And she documented overflowing hospitals, the crematoria. So at the time, the Chinese government was like, oh, things are fine in Wuhan and the epidemic is receding. And she documented that they had crematoria in Wuhan. They were going round the clock. The detention of independent journalists, the harassment of the families of victims of the pandemic seeking accountability, the cover up of the true numbers of infections and death in the name of maintaining stability, keeping the media under control, accusing authorities of coercively and violently ordering and depriving people of their basic human and property rights, and on and on. So she publicly, I mean really publicly, shamed the Chinese Communist Party and showed them to be liars about what was going on in Wuhan. So, of course, they jailed her. And they said her crime is picking quarrels and provoking trouble, which is what they detain a lot of journalists and activists on. So she is the first citizen journalist to be sentenced for reporting on the pandemic in China, although there are now 47 other journalists who have been detained for the same reason.
This is a very scary situation. We reported last week on a new documentary that actually was debuted at Doc Utah in Utah at their International Film Festival and won a humanitarian award called Finding Courage that has behind the scenes pictures of the kinds of torture that are being done by the CCP. Reggie, why is this something that Americans should be deeply concerned about?
Well, it just, it seems to me, Pastor Greg, that anyone should be concerned, okay, just on a Christian basis,
mm-hmm.
all right, so your pastor, you know, look, I'm a Christian, the Bible commands us to pray for persecuted Christians as though we were chained together with them. So that's a Christian perspective.
Sure.
But then just even on a not Christian perspective, you know, everybody has to be concerned when people are being jailed and tortured and lied to. I mean, you have to have a heart of stone to not care about that. And then beyond that, it's of a concern to Americans and to the entire world, because what she shows is something that is endemic to anyone's relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, which is that they are just liars, okay? They have something called the Propaganda Department, which will tell the Chinese people themselves and tell the world whatever they want them to believe. And it has no relationship to the truth.
Right.
When the Chinese Communist Party comes out and says, any news report, all you can say from that is, okay, that's what they want us to believe. It has no relationship to what's actually true.
Well, and I need to get this in because I want folks to understand, too, the relationship between that and so they can see the influence of the CCP right here in our own country. When you stop and think about what's happening to our own free speech rights here, the wokeism crowd that tells us, I mean, Reggie, you mentioned that, you know, there's almost no coverage, and the coverage is really spotty when it comes to what's happening in this situation. But we have these kinds of issues. We have a new FBI email that went out that was a directive to the counterterrorism to make parents who show up at school board meetings to have them dubbed as domestic terrorists by our own government. I just want people, Rick, to see there's parallelisms in understanding the influence of communism and how it's affecting us right here in our own country. And yes, by all means, that does not diminish in any way and our need to defend this situation. But the CCP is not just doing it in China. They're influencing what's happening with Pokem China Joe right here in the White House.
Absolutely. And I would like to respond to that, okay? So, the pandemic has been perfect from the CCP standpoint in terms of their goal, which is to take over the world. And I know that Rick will back me up on that. But, you know, the first thing that they did was spread the virus. So, as you know, the virus started in Wuhan. I believe it was a lab leak or possibly even deliberately spread. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But regardless of what of that or whether it jumped from a pangolin to a bat to a person, it doesn't matter, because they knew it was infectious. They lied about human transmission. They locked down travel within China from Wuhan, and they allowed thousands of people from Wuhan to travel all over the world, effectively spreading the virus all over the world. So that's number one. That's phase one. Phase two, they've influenced the world in the way to handle the pandemic, which is lockdown and vaccine mandates. So we're following the China model with all that. And then number three, they are also trying to get the world to adopt their surveillance system through the vaccine passport. So the vaccine passport, and I'm talking about not a piece of paper, I'm talking about a digital passport that is on a person's smartphone, uses the same platform as the China social credit system, and it can be used as a tool of mass surveillance and totalitarian control. So the whole thing that we're seeing in the United States about the infection, the way we're handling it, and then this push towards mandatory vaccines and mandatory passports is straight out of the Chinese Communist Party playbook.
And actually, that was where I was going to go as well, in terms of the fact is, this is a contagion. This pandemic is a contagion, but the contagion is tyranny. It's not. It isn't. It's a disease that's far worse than COVID. It's tyranny. And what we're seeing, and this is, I always want to give people stuff they can do. We're seeing real positive movement in terms of blocking, using the courts to block some of the things OSHA is trying to do. But our challenge is at the state and local government level, where we're having school districts mandate vaccinations for our children. We're having all that kind of stuff happening. And so this is an opportunity for every single person who's listening to say, to deal with people at the most local level, your local school board, your local city council, your local state representative, and make it very clear that the Chinese pushed vax mandate cannot stand locally. And we have a responsibility to stand up here, because where China is now is where we'll be in a very short while if we don't stop it right here and now.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's so important that we understand this and that we come together. And I want to give you some scripture about what we're supposed to do as believers.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446
866-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. My special guest, Reggie Littlejohn, and a couple of sites that we want to make you aware of and focus you on. Rick Manning is our co-host. One is StopVaxPassports.org. That's V-A-X. StopVaxPassports.org. The other is GenocideGames.org. GenocideGames.org. Reggie, talk to us about these sites and what folks will find there and what they can do to take an active role in pushing back against what's happening to Christians and to Falun Gong and to Uyghurs. Just the overall CCP oppression that's happening, which is horrific.
Okay, so thank you, Pastor Greg, for asking. The StopVaxPassports.org, you have to type it right into the search bar because it's being censored. So it's StopVaxPassports.org. That is a great website that has a petition that you can sign to stop the vaccine passports and mandates. It's got a letter to Biden and congressional leadership about vaccine passports as tools of surveillance and control. It's got three outstanding webinars. One has to do with the vaccine passport and, as I said, that it can be used to completely surveil and control the population. Second one is about vaccine mandates in the military and the national security risk that those pose. And the third is about vaccine mandates for children and characterizing it basically as child abuse. We've got some of the best experts in the world giving presentations in these three webinars. So the other side, Genocide Games, is a movement to stop the Olympics from happening in Beijing in February of 2022. And that movement is gaining steam. And I would like to see this case of Zhang Zhan be used to highlight the reasons that we should not be participating in those games. So that's the other website.
Rick, yeah, I know you had some thoughts on this. Please go right ahead and jump on in.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's focus on the games because there's a lot here in terms of vax passports as well. But let's focus on the games. You know, people sit there and they throw up their hands and say, well, what can I do? What can I do about that? That's something that's bigger than me. But the fact of the matter, it isn't bigger than anybody. The fact of the matter is that the NBC journalists who are going to be going to the vax games need to know about what happens to journalists in China. It has to be driven into their consciousness of what happens to journalists in China. And there's a way to do that, and that's simply get the email address or the NBC journalists, the NBC sports people who are going to be going to China, and just beat them up with information about abuses in China. We're going to be putting something together that'll do just that, focusing on those journalists. Second of all, don't watch the games. NBC makes a lot of money off the Olympic Games. Don't watch them. Deny them the eyeballs they need so their advertisers say, we didn't get what we wanted out of this, and consequently, you owe us money back because you didn't deliver the eyeballs you promised. So you're watching it actually has a massive impact. So just don't do it. Secondly, and thirdly, I think with this, any journalist from a local writer in a local newspaper needs to know the name of Zhang Zheng. Is that the right pronunciation? They need to know her name because that's what happens to them in China.
Right.
That's what happens to every single one of them in China. And the younger they are as a journalist, the better, because they still have some idealism. And if we can get those journalists to start talking about this, to start demanding the stuff that NBC and others, that China's held accountable, demanding that local officials do something and actually speak up, that's what China fears. China fears information and truth. And because they're attacking a journalist who's a lot like the kids, a lot like them, a lot like regular journalists, as they're attacking her, it becomes very real for journalists in America. We have to drive this into their consciousness so they become the advocates against Chinese oppression that they should be without having to personalize it, but this personalizes it. So there is a, and is there any more information about this journalist on any of these sites, Reggie, or is there a way people can find out more about her?
Our committee, the Olympics committee, is meeting today, and we're going to put up something about Zhang Zhan. Right now you can find out about her on Wikipedia. You can sign a petition for her release on Amnesty International. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this Olympics thing, because I testified before Congress in May in a hearing called Genocide Games. And this is what I said, which is China has been officially designated by former Secretary of State Pompeo under the Trump administration, by Secretary Blinken under the Biden administration, as committing genocide against the Uyghurs in Xinjiang. And a lot of the ways that this is religious persecution, number one, so this is of concern to Christians, even though the people in Xinjiang are more Muslim than Christians, but it's also being perpetrated in large part through forced abortion, forced sterilization, and infanticide. And I can go on for a long time about what's going on in Xinjiang. Bottom line is this. The United States and I think 151 other countries are all signatories to the Genocide Convention. And the Genocide Convention requires all signatories to not to cooperate, but indeed to punish countries that are committing genocide. And so as signatories of that convention, we are required to punish them. I'll tell you one way to not punish them, which is to honor them by letting them host the most prestigious international event in the world. So I believe that we are required to boycott those games.
And not just morally, but legally,
right,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And not only that, but I think that China should be banned from the game. Okay? South Africa was banned for more than a decade because of apartheid. China should be banned because of genocide. Why are we giving them a free pass? Is it sort of like, well, when we say never again, do we really mean never again? Or do we mean never again unless it's China and we have an economic interest?
There is a story, real quick, let me jump in. There's a story on CNN dated 5 November that does have some background with regards to this Christian journalist. They refer to her as a citizen journalist in prison for reporting on China's initial COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan in early 2020, is in desperate need of medical care, according to Human Rights Watch. So, thankfully, there's a little something going on there. We're going to have that article posted at our website, chosengenerationradio.com. But folks, as you guys have talked about, it's so important. There is a petition that you can go and sign right now, genocidegames.org. We need mass numbers. So far, 3,728. That's just, it's just too small. It's just too small for this important of an issue. And so everyone that's listening right now, I need you to go to genocidegames.org. Genocidegames.org. Simply click on the click here to add your name. Put your name down, and you'll see the number will go up as soon as you do it. The number went up as soon as I added my name. It will go up as soon as your name is added, and we need 100,000 or more people to do this. And I know, Rick, that you're going to get behind trying to push this. We're going to be pushing this as well. Reggie, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll continue to make folks aware. Here's a scripture for you to think about. Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? My Christian brothers and sisters, it falls to us. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. God bless you. Have a great day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Next time on Focus on the Family, Dr. Tony Evans explains what it means to have a kingdom marriage under God's authority and for his glory. He shares about maintaining oneness, the importance of having a servant's heart, and how to rebuild a marriage relationship that's been fractured. God's wisdom for your marriage on the next Focus on the Family.